Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 1st of February of the year 2020. Celebrations today include Imbolc, traditionally, or St. Bridget's Day, where a figure of St. Bridget would be paraded from house to house by girls, sometimes accompanied by boys. Bridget was said to visit your home at Imbolc, and to receive her blessings, you'd have to make a bed, leave her food and drink, and put items of clothing outside for her to bless, like my aunt. Happy birthday today to Harry Styles, the Princess Leia / David Bowie as Goblin King of his generation, insofar as he's responsible for catalysing the sexuality of a generation of young women. Deathiversary today include the death of Charles IV, aka King Charles the Handsome. He was the King of France, as well as Mary Shelley, who made the most handsome of all Frankensteins. Interestingly, when somebody says that the monster's name wasn't Frankenstein, that was the doctor's name, that person is the real monster.
They were both the Harry Styles of their day, I'd say.
They were indeed. Celebrations today include National Serpent Day and National Texas Day, which you can celebrate by juggling snakes in a display of absolute masculinity, and that's nice for everyone. And today's guest is our core conspiracist and multiple cult runner, leader of the Rhombus Earth Society, Tom Ballard.
Hello, Alice. Pleasure to be here. Yes, big shout out to the Rhombus Earth Society. Obviously, you know, the media, George Soros, the ABC, the UN want you to believe that the Earth is round, but we all know it's a rhombus, and that's why that society is very happy to promote the truth. And I'd encourage all the listeners of The Last Post to get involved and do what they can to help out that important cause.
I mean, it is an important cause. You are quite famous, Tom Ballard, for moving from cult to cult. But somehow managing to survive even the scariest of death cults, which is an admirable trait.
I mean, cult is a loaded term, Alice. I prefer to think of them as social groups, places where I find friends, people with some interesting ideas, okay? So a little less judgy. Thank you.
I do apologise. As always, on the weekend, we'll be edging back from the pointy point of edgy newscastery and taking a peep into our weekend magazine. Today, being Saturday, it is our art supplement. Let us talk about art. But before we get into that, there are some segments of the magazine we won't have time for. A hot sealed DIY section today, including the most stylish screws to use, our top 10 drill thrills, wood grains that will make you jizz in the hardware store, and how to polish your table legs, if you know what I mean.
Well, hang on. Don't go to innuendo when you've just said jizz in the hardware store. It feels redundant.
There's also a Hollywood gossip section which lists some terrible things that Hollywood stars may or may not have said about each other, which ones are secretly horses in people masks. You'd know a lot about that, Tom.
What does that mean? That was a cult. Okay, that one was a cult. That was a cult, and I apologize for that.
Also, bushfire chic, including best masks, how to abandon all your worldly goods in the most stylish way, and go bags that'll take you from daytime to nighttime for the indefinite period between when you have to flee your home and when you're allowed to return to its ashes. And those are the segments we will not have time to discuss today, but now it's time for your classifieds ads, because capitalism is cancer that we all have. If you don't like the PC world we live in, Ruder is the new bot that will go into all of your conversations and automatically insert the most offensive terms that people are too weak to use. Set your sensitivity levels at anything from medieval bigotry against mild deformity, 90s insult comedy, or naughty boys testing the limits in high school. Never let censorship bother you again with Ruder. Lonely at night? We're up. You've heard of sex workers? Try crack sex workers from SAS Sex Team 6. Our ruthlessly trained assassins, cum extractors, are masters and mistresses in the art of stealth banging. With deep penetration disguise, wire work, and swift reflexes, they'll have you sexed before you know what's happened. You won't even know you've been banged until you suddenly realize you're making better decisions. We have packages for every budget, ranging from surprisingly cheap to reassuringly expensive. Don't settle for second best sex. SAS Sex Team 6. Don't call us. We'll know.
Okay, you need to talk to someone in the sales team, all right? These are not good advertisers. You do not want to associate this wonderful program with the kind of filth that those companies are putting out there. That's just my tip.
All right. Slightly overcooked your stew? Getting a bit claggy? Try half a glass of water for all your mild to moderate moisture needs. Half a glass of water, a cook's best friend, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Glass Half Full Foundation. Please avoid drinking too much water. It may flood you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And the top story today. As a man who once believed art was a conspiracy by lizards and who now worships the rhombus, you are now a world-renowned art critic. Tom, what is going on in the world of art?
Not a cult. I love art, Alice. I love art, especially since last year when most governments around the world moved to officially privatise all arts forever. I think it was a fantastic move. The Mona Lisa has been slightly tweaked, as we know. She's now wearing some sick Gucci sunglasses. And the Statue of David has been turned into an advertisement for the Love Honey penis pump. So I think that's a fantastic move. But so much great art happening all around the world right now, and none of it would be possible without the support of large multinational corporations that are able to distract from their deeply evil and sinister corporate malfeasance by providing financial assistance to arts organisations that have been decimated by government underfunding.
Truly, Coca-Cola is the Medici of its day.
I reckon so. I don't know who that second person is, but I like Coke. If you're in Melbourne, Australia, the National Gallery of Victoria has a powerful new exhibition from Victor Nussensraum depicting the horror and inhumanity of war, proudly sponsored by the all-new laser launcher Death Ray 6000 from Lockheed Martin. You've launched rockets, why not launch lasers? Check that out if you can. In New York, the Guggenheim has a fantastic installation by General Electric, known as the air conditioning. In Rome, the National Gallery of Modern Art has devoted every single one of its spaces to art inspired by the climate crisis. But apparently the exhibition's corporate partners, ExxonMobil, Rio Tinto and BP, have already bought all the available tickets and plan to burn those tickets in a giant bonfire, maybe with a few tyres chucked in, just for a f***ing laugh, mate. I think it's a fantastic, you know, trend across the world, you know, corporations getting involved with art. I'd like to see it go the other way too. Like, I want to see Facebook's next corporate retreat sponsored by the Yorkshire Amateur Dramatic Society or Goldman and Sachs' next AGM brought to you by the Canadian Poetry Association Society, just for something a little bit different, you know. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think they have better sandwiches too. Poets always have the best sandwiches.
And of course, in great news, and this is not satire, I just want to make it very clear that when this, whatever sort of conceit people might have in their brains about this podcast and the world in which we live, this is actually real, like actually real. Mm-hmm. Australia has now abolished the arts portfolio at a federal level and has moved it into the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Communications. Which I think is good. It means that now when Australian comedians die on stage, it will be included in the road toll. So yes. That's good news. You know?
And when someone says art is moving, what they mean is everything's on a train now.
Literally on the 6:42 to Brisbane. So, you know, it's fantastic to bring those two very important and linked worlds together. Well done, Australia.
I mean, that is such a fantastic rewriting of the idea of what art is and what transport and infrastructure are. On one hand, you might read it as an emphasis on how important art is for shaping society and bringing us all together. On the other hand, you might consider it a desperate waste of all of our powerful arts sector.
Yeah, it's probably more likely conservatives saying, "F*** you, hippies. F*** you and your berets, you dirty, disgusting, filthy leftist Marxist." But yeah, also it could be a postmodern comment on the nature of art and the value of creativity entirely. So good point.
Why do you need a ticket inspector on a train when you can have a ticket inspector come modern dance interpretative?
Yes, because what artists want to do is work second jobs more.
Isn't it something like 94% of artists have a second job?
Sure, but almost certainly. What's yours?
No, I'm one of the 6%.
Full-time, baby. Full-time doing whatever the f*** this is.
Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, Tom. What has happened to your back catalogue? I went to the podcast website recently to catch up on some old favourite episodes, only to find that there are none before the beginning of 2020. A Google search turned up nothing. Have these been purged? Had I not been a loyal listener to your fine show for many a year, this might give credence to the ridiculous conspiracy that it is merely a month old. Yours in perplexity, Paul. I'm not sure what's happened there, Paul. There's certainly been an odd email glitch that happened around the beginning of this year, and we're getting a lot of sort of odd corrections of dates and facts that don't seem to jibe with actual history. We'll get our best people on that because, as you know, this podcast has been running for well over a decade and is responsible for much of my fame and wealth.
I do want to say, though, I'm very much in support of the government policy of purging old episodes of podcasts and indeed purging podcasts in general. Many of them are extremely terrible and a waste of time and resources, and the hosts of them should be killed.
Yeah, they're just like people talking, which the government is always against. Well, don't we like a quiet Australian, Tom? Don't we like a quiet Australian, shut the f*** up Australian?
I like silent Australians. Keep it down, everyone.
Ideally, silent Australians giving me a sandwich. That's what I want. Thank you for tuning into The Last Post today. We are here in your ears every day of the year, and you can tune in again tomorrow. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news, so if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions as long as they exist. Your guest today was Tom Ballard. Have you got anything to plug, Tom?
Oh, I'd love to plug my little stand-up show, Grandiloquent, which is touring Brisbane, Melbourne, and later in the year, a little place called the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It's a very funny stand-up show that I've definitely written.
Fabulous, Tom. I should also note that half of the profits of that go to the Rhombus Earth Society.
Yes, and rightly so.
So it's for a good cause. Tickets for my new solo show, Kronos, are now available in Australia for the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth comedy festivals, which will be coming up in the next few months. Use your preferred search engine and seek that out if you're in any of those places. That's Alice Fraser, Kronos. Kronos. The more tickets you buy, the more likely I am to finish writing it before opening night. So painfully true. Oh. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast productions. I am Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.